The Doug and Wolf Show.
The next 4 hours of your life will be outstanding wherever you are if you keep listening to The Doug and Wolf Show.
You're calling your shot.
I'm calling my shot on today's show.
Doug Franz, Ron Wolfley.
You know that's good radio.
Oh, yeah.
Doug and Wolf, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
That's about everything I have to say about that. Good morning. It's Doug and Wolf here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. We are live in the Auction Community Studios, and we are so glad that Minch was the one that brought you the news instead of us this morning. Sham Sharania, The Athletic, first to report, Chris Paul out indefinitely, entered into the coronavirus, COVID-19, health and safety protocols, and now we just sit back and pray for a Game 7 to make this series between Clippers and Jazz last as long as possible.
This is just stunning news, as you can imagine, Basinonians, right now. Just mind-numbing news coming down that Chris Paul has indeed entered the health and safety protocols of the COVID protocols in regard to the NBA. It's just stunning to me right now that this is a story. It just came down a couple of minutes ago, if you can believe that. There's no reason to panic until we get more information. That's what I would say. Don't panic, not yet.
I panicked.
You're going to have that feeling. You're going to want to panic. You're going to want to play the Titanic music. You're going to want to do that. I understand that, but don't do it right now because we need to define indefinitely and what that means.
The only thing more shocking is the fact that Finland just scored against Russia 2.5 minutes into the game. That was a little shocking. Then there was last night.
The 1-2. And a ball hits a deep right field.
And
it's gone.
And a grand slam that basically ends the game for the Diamondbacks, and they lose again. And then we get this. I mean, the whole time things are going on last night and the comeback of the Diamondbacks falling apart, I'm thinking, well, at least we got the Suns. Well, at least we got the Suns. And then this news today, the way the health and safety protocols work for this specific situation, one thing I don't know, I'm trying to actively find out, is whether or not Chris Paul is vaccinated. Because if Chris Paul has coronavirus, then the vaccinated portion, you'll be fine. If he has not been vaccinated, then there's a longer time period before he'll have to sit out. There's also the question that we don't know yet. Did he test positive for coronavirus? Right. Or was he in close contact with someone that has tested positive? That changes everything. And right now, we don't have any, I shouldn't say we, there are people in the know that have those answers, but we do not have those answers as of yet. And that's going to determine everything to do with whether this is a 48-hour type of thing and everything will be fine, or whether or not you're actually looking at the chances of not having Chris Paul for games one or two.
Right, exactly, Doug Lease. Right now, there's no reason to panic. Don't panic. Everybody remain calm until we get some more information in regard to Chris Paul. But yeah, the questions, you have to ask those questions. When will he be tested again? Does he have COVID, like you said right there? Was it just being exposed to somebody that did? And was he vaccinated? Ladies and gentlemen, I don't understand how guys are actually competing against other guys out there if you were not vaccinated. Yet at the same time, I'm willing to acknowledge the fact there's a lot of people out there who don't want to be vaccinated. Still. And they're not all just civilians, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about NBA players. We're talking about NFL players as well. There's a lot of people that are still very, very hesitant to be vaccinated.
And the way it worked in the NBA is it did, it affected what you were allowed to do in and out of hotels, who you were allowed to see, and things like that. This is where I hope you as a listener give us a little bit of room, because golden rule number one, don't speculate ever about medical situations. And number two, especially about coronavirus, because every day there's new news. Having said that, I'm going to now speculate and you decide whether you want to keep listening. But I'm actually encouraged by the fact that he left the stands to go hug his parents. I mean, when you go do that, I'm encouraged because I kind of feel like there's a possibility he's been vaccinated to be able to do that, unless he just violated every protocol there was. Like, I don't care about your protocol, and went out there. But if you remember earlier in the year, I mean, there was a story of Monty Williams driving near his mother or leaving the hotel only to stand out in the lobby and wave at her to see her. I forget the full story, but the restrictions have been lowered through time for those that have either been vaccinated or in other circumstances. So I'm actually wondering, is it going to be okay? Because remember, if you just woke up again, Chris Paul has been put into the health and safety protocols for coronavirus. We don't know whether he has it or whether he came in close contact with someone that does. But today is Wednesday the 16th. The earliest game one of the Western Conference Finals is Sunday, June 20th. And if there's a split in games 5 and 6, meaning let's say the home team wins both games between Clippers and Jazz, with Clippers and Jazz on the docket tonight, as and that's at 7 o'clock. If Utah wins tonight, Clippers win game 6 on Friday, then you know game 7 is Sunday, and that pushes the Western Conference Finals back to Tuesday the 22nd. That gives him almost a full week to be cleared. So as long as he doesn't have it, I think you're going to be okay. Or if he does have it but he's been vaccinated, his body should be able to beat it very, very quickly. And then he'll be back on the court. But I just feel terrible only being able to speculate with you this morning. But this news literally broke at 5:50 this morning. Chris Paul in health and safety protocols and I should say suspended, out indefinitely. But that could be pulled tomorrow?
Yeah, exactly.
And that could be pulled in 2 weeks.
Which is why I said define indefinitely.
Yeah, we have no idea.
What exactly does that mean? We have no information, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very difficult situation right now. It actually reminds me when COVID came down, when COVID really happened, with that March, where suddenly Adam Silver went ahead and said, you know, we're suspending all games. We're just shutting the league down, basically, going back to Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell and all the Utah Jazz and touching microphones and everything else. All of that. It takes me back to that point because we had no information whatsoever. And now all of a sudden, here we are again talking about COVID in regard to Chris Paul and the fact that Chris Paul is right now entering safety, health and safety protocols for COVID. This is stunning news this morning, but we don't have enough information right now to panic. We've got to wait until we get more definitive information.
Yeah, the big thing is, did he test positive or not? There's also a chance that he has just simply broken health and safety protocols. Remember, LeBron James went, and I just got a tweet from Matthew, and Matthew brings up a great point. Hey, LeBron broke protocol, and look what happened. He just was told don't do that, and he was allowed to play. So you have that dynamic. I don't know. I really don't know. And I just feel like such a jerk, and I feel like I'm letting 250,000 people down that are listening right now, that all I can say is I don't know.
Yes.
Because this just broke. But if he did break protocol, then there is, and it's that simple, and he hasn't tested positive, then what you're doing is you're looking at simply testing the people that he was with and seeing where they are. But what's really strange about this is there was a guy that works for BetMGM. So he is in charge of making sure he's researching every rumor there is to set the lines in order for MGM to make or lose money.
It's what they do.
So it's what they do. He tweeted out yesterday during the day, I've heard a rumor that there's an NBA play, a major NBA player that tested positive for COVID. Does anybody have any research on this?
Wow.
He then retweeted his own tweet about, I don't know, 3 hours, 4 hours later and said, oh, never mind, because the day ended without an announcement. He said it was going to be announced today, but he's tweeted this out yesterday. So then kind of recanted since nothing was said.
And this was yesterday.
Well, then now 5:50 this morning, it gets announced, Sham Sharania, and here's the article that's in The Athletic, and it just says, Phoenix Suns guard Chris Paul has entered the NBA's health and safety protocols and is sidelined for an indefinite period of time, sources tell The Athletic. Paul's status is up in the air for the start of the Western Conference Finals, according to sources, depending on the medical circumstance. An isolation period could be shorter for a vaccinated individual. He does not say whether Chris Paul is vaccinated. So that's where we stand now. And then just a few minutes ago, while I was talking, Brian Windhorst with a very valuable tweet that affects the potential opponent of the Phoenix Suns. That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
The home of the Suns' run to the championship. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station, and the Arizona Sports app. Suns playoff coverage presented by Four Peaks Kilt Lifter. Doug and Wolf talk Suns in the Western Conference Finals now.
And the number one question right now is whether or not we're going to be talking about Chris Paul in the Western Conference Finals. Good morning. It's Doug and Wolf. We're on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, where we're the home of the Suns' playoff run, and we're all deeply concerned. Sham Sharania, Athletic NBA beat reporter, one of the few guys that occasionally beats Adrian Wojnarowski to the punch from time to time, first to report this morning that Chris Paul has entered the health and safety protocols for COVID-19. We have zero idea if he tested positive or if he came in close contact with someone who was positive or if he just simply broke protocol. Any one of those three starts the train. The catch is there's different ways to get off that train based on which one of those three reasons are the reason why he was put into the COVID-19 protocols. So that is the number one story right now in the NBA, replacing the unbelievable triple-double, 49 points in 48 minutes of Kevin Durant last night. And then story number three in the NBA was broken by Brian Windhorst about 5 minutes ago, and that is Kawhi Leonard came down a little funny on his knee, and he is in game four, and he's basically ruled out as of right now for game five.
Man.
So game five tonight in Utah, Clippers Jazz, and the reason why this is something to keep your eye on is it doesn't matter if you're a Suns fan who wins tonight. As long as the winner loses in 2 days.
Yeah, right.
You want the loser of game five to turn around and win game six on Friday. That creates a game seven, which would be Sunday, which pushes the Suns game in the Western Conference Finals to Tuesday. And then, at worst, if you lose Chris Paul for Tuesday, the math would work out that he could possibly play Thursday.
Man, you tell me, though, that Kawhi Leonard, is going to miss Game 5, Douglas, and, man, that's bad. That means it's bad, and that means it's real, and that means I don't know if this is going to go 7. I really do not. I think with a Kawhi Leonard, a healthy Kawhi Leonard, I think there's no doubt about it. Most of us are looking at this series between the Jazz and the Clippers and thinking, this is a 7-game series, and hopefully that would be the case if, in fact, somehow, some way, Kawhi Leonard could play. But now you tell me Kawhi Leonard is not going to play, and I think that definitely shifts the balance of power to the Utah Jazz.
It would certainly appear to. And so that's the latest news of what we've got going on. Bobby Marks was on Birds and Gambo on Monday, and he just said specifically, not having any idea about coronavirus, he talked about going to 7 games because of the shoulder and age of Chris Paul and the last 12 months for Jay Crowder crammed in to a finals run just last year.
I think what you're seeing in this, in this Brooklyn-Milwaukee series, right? Like, health is the main point here as far as whatever team is healthy at the end of the day, you know, is better suited here. And the longer that series goes, it's the risk of a guy going down, especially with Donovan, who's still, I think, nursing that ankle from the regular season here. Is that, yeah, I mean, you want this series to go 6 or 7 games. You want it to be dragged out comparable to that Clipper Maverick series here. So yeah, that's the big thing that you want. I think you pick for it to go long first, and then I think you can figure out if you want to, play a Jazz team or a Clipper team.
Man, all I can think about right now is Chris Paul. I'm sorry. You sit there and you play these gods, and you know, rightfully
so. He was talking about Chris Paul.
I understand that, but he's just talking about whatever it is. You know, I'm talking about the Jazz, the Clippers, and all you can think of is Chris Paul and the fact that here it is in the postseason once again. Chris Paul in the postseason. What is it with Chris Paul in the postseason? The Houston Rockets, we all understand when they were in the Western Conference Finals, the Houston Rockets and what happened to him getting injured there, of course. And now all of a sudden here in the postseason again, it's rearing its head. Just if this does interfere with the Western Conference Finals coming up for the Suns, how are the Suns going to play without Chris Paul? And right now, I think as soon as I say that, I check myself because, you know, we still don't have enough information in regard to the health and safety protocols going on right now and what exactly is going on with Chris Paul.
Bobby Marks's point is really good that just every time you're playing, you have the risk of injury. And now the Suns are the ones that aren't playing. And yet the Suns are the one where you have the most concern about. Kawhi Leonard out tonight. I say that meaning that's what's being reported now. Now, keep in mind, yesterday, James Harden was listed as out for about half the day Eastern time. And then right around noon Eastern time, 9 o'clock our time, it was reported that he had been moved up from out to doubtful. What's a little weird about the Kawhi Leonard situation is there is speculation that not only is he out now, but he will still be a game time decision as of game one of the Western Conference Finals. There are some people that think he could miss the rest of this series, which changes the Jazz Clippers series dramatically. And that's, you know, that's a terrible thing if you're a Suns fan because you want Kawhi back enough to stretch this thing to seven games. Because the importance of getting to seven games now is absolutely enormous unless we find out quickly it's a false positive with Chris Paul or if we find out that he's able to test negative twice with 24 hours of separation and show no symptoms, then he's back. I mean, this is an enormous story right now. Chris Paul in health and safety protocols, and it could all go away in 48 hours, or it could be devastating and the Suns don't see him again. They have to try to win the Western Conference Finals without him. I mean, there's really that big of a gap here of, well, I guess I could be worse. He could be done for the season, depending on if he really has it. I don't want to think about that, but that would be a possibility as well. So when you have this wide-ranging of a situation on a story that could be so little of little importance and could actually destroy the chances of a team to win an NBA championship. I mean, that's the gap. And sadly, I'm sorry, but we can't fill that gap in for you right now as this news broke 25 minutes ago.
Yeah, man, it's just crazy right now, the information that we're lacking in. It's critical information right now. How are dudes actually competing against each other that aren't vaccinated? That's the one thing that I would ask right now. There are millions and billions, actually, billions of dollars at stake in the postseason for the NBA. And the NBA PA, the MBPA, I should say, ladies and gentlemen, they know that as well as anybody else, as a matter of fact. And you just wonder how many dudes are out there that aren't vaccinated. I don't know what the percentage is. Have you read anything on that, Doug Lease? I don't know what that percentage might be. How many players, what percentage of players are actually vaccinated in the NBA?
I have it. You know what? I don't want to answer that because I think I would be confused with what I read recently about the NFL, in which NFL players are doing better, but there are. It's more like a team thing. So it's almost like if team leadership is against the vaccine, your team isn't doing well. But there's a majority of teams that are doing well. And the thought is that they feel like they're going to get a lot of vaccinations done come training camp when you get to see the way your teammates are able to act, I guess, for lack of a better term, if you've been vaccinated versus the fact that you're still living in the restricted environment if you haven't been vaccinated. But with the NBA standpoint, I don't know. I really don't.
No, I mean, that is the thing that is a little confounding as well, just sitting around thinking, my goodness, how in the world would the Players Association not say, hey, listen, guys, we got to protect everybody here. We got to do the best that we possibly can. Yet there are people that are out there, and it doesn't matter if you're playing in the NBA or not playing in the NBA. There are people out there that don't want to get vaccinated. Don't trust it yet. And it doesn't matter if you happen to play basketball for a living or not. I don't know what that percentage is, but it seems mind-numbing to me that you don't have dudes, a high percentage of dudes that are actually vaccinated competing against each other.
It's a big deal here on whether or not he's been vaccinated, too. That affects a lot of this. If Chris Paul has been vaccinated, the protocols allow him back a lot sooner. But take, for an example, in golf, in the Memorial last week, in which Bryson DeChambeau has a dominant lead on Saturday, and he hadn't been vaccinated, and then tests positive Saturday night, and then has to withdraw when he was guaranteed. I mean, nobody's guaranteed, but he was going to win that tournament Sunday. So his decision not to get vaccinated cost him well over $1 million. It happens. There are a lot of people that are not trusting of the vaccine, and I don't want to go down a road where you can't get out of because you're all Americans and everybody gets the right to decide. But if Chris Paul has decided this isn't right for him, this could be a massive decision that's personal, allowed, and could cost the team a championship.
More on this as the show unfolds, but I'm looking at 75%. This from May 7th. 75% of players have been vaccinated in the NBA.
Let's talk to Mark Spears about this. He's the senior NBA writer for ESPN's The Undefeated. Full disclosure, he wrote a great article on Monty Williams, the coach, the trials and tribulations of his life, and where he is right now. But I think we can get into this great conversation about vaccinations in the NBA. Chris Paul, is there any chance you're vaccinated? That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
The home of the Suns run to the championship. 98.7 FM, Arizona's Sports Station, and the Arizona Sports app. Suns playoff coverage presented by Four Peaks Kilt Lifter. Doug and Wolf talk Suns in the Western Conference Finals now.
Good morning. Thanks for waking up with the two of us this morning. I want to thank Kurt, who tweeted me a second ago in the last beautiful part of the program. I said, I can't remember who it was at the Memorial just last week, but I thought it was Bryson DeChambeau. And sorry for you ASU fans for me to butcher that. It was John Rahm,
that's right,
who had tested positive and then now regrets not getting his vaccinations done and lost out on that chance. Marcus Spears has just called in on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. He is an NBA senior writer for ESPN's The Undefeated, and he joins us in the middle of the airport getting ready to have his gate number called. So, first of all, Mark, thanks for that. Secondly, we brought you on to talk about your great article about Monty Williams. And then we just had this breaking news, so I got to ask you about this. When I say Chris Paul out indefinitely awaiting health and safety protocols, what's the first thing you thought of?
First thing I thought of is actually I'm praying for him and his family, man. You know, I've had friends die from COVID, including Stacey Smith. And so my prayer is that he did get the vaccine, that hopefully this is a short thing. Damon Lee from the Warriors, he actually did get the vaccine and ended up getting COVID, but it kept him out a tremendous amount of time. That might be something Suns fans don't want to look at, but that's what I think of first of and foremost. After that, man, I mean, it's just – with Chris, unfortunately, there always seems to be some nightmare that comes his way. And hopefully this is just one, like, quick bad dream. But just when you think he's in the clear and everything's good and he's finally going to get his healthy way to potentially get into the finals, something like this happens.
You know, Mark, if this does interfere with the Western Conference Finals, how do you see the Suns playing without Chris Paul?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good answer.
I mean, but this is a different level, you know? I mean, like, you're getting the Jazz or the Clippers next, and looks like Mike Conley's getting healthy. You just don't want to be on that level without him in any game. So, hey, you could get by in the regular season, but in the postseason, man, you need everybody available. And he is he was the All-NBA player for a reason, man. He's the rudder of the ship. He's the He's a captain. He's a, you know, the biggest brains on the court. So I know Sunday is quick. I mean, I think right now what you're hoping for, if you're the Suns, is a game seven between
Absolutely.
The Clippers and the Jazz, because, you know, that at least cuts you to next Tuesday, right? So, it ain't the same team, man. They're formidable, but this ain't the same. This ain't it. They're not a championship-level team without them.
This is Mark Spears, senior NBA writer for ESPN's The Undefeated, and you can hear the announcements going on in the back. He's nice enough to join us as he's trying to get ready to get on a plane, so we really appreciate that, Mark. Mark, I'm wondering, just hearing it in your voice, I mean, again, we didn't plan on talking to you about COVID-19 this morning, but that's the breaking news with Chris Paul. I can just hear it that this is that you accept how special of a man this is in Chris Paul. I could feel it in your writing about Bonnie Williams, how special this is. I know you're an unbiased member of the media, but there seems to be a little bit of a pull for you, rooting for good guys, and you're hoping that Chris Paul gets back quickly because that's just what's right with America. You know, that we need a Chris Paul in our life.
There's a lot of things wrong with America right now. I don't know if you want to put our country into the conversation, but in terms of Chris, I mean, he's just a beautiful person. His family is amazing. I got to know his dad and his mom and his brother really, really well. I know they're crushed. I watched his documentary when, he came back from the bubble and he wasn't sure if he could be around his family just yet, because of, you know, all this, what was new, what's going on at COVID and the pandemic at the time, and just how happy his son was when he was finally able to hug him. And to think what the house is like right now, like, I know, man, it's championship time, and nobody wants a championship probably as much as the Suns fans do, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got a guy who fought two people in Denver. He wasn't even in his city over the Suns. That shows devotion.
Yeah, right? No, there's no doubt.
I think the thing is, like you said, I'm calling thinking I'm talking about Monty, the Monty story, and I'm talking about this. I don't know enough to give some definitive answers on the state of it, and I just pray that it is something short, because, look, it's inevitable when you're in this business that there are certain people that you build relations with that go far beyond, you know, basketball. Chris Paul is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the most special people I've ever met in my life, and has, you know, basketball or not. And I've gotten to know him since his rookie year, when I saw him get measured for a suit. we're in my room by a clothier we were both friends of. So me and him go back for sure. And he's done so much for this game, on the court, off the court. Let's just hope that this is a typo.
Totally agree, Mark. Absolutely, man.
My hope is more for a health standpoint first rather than the Suns, although I'm sure the Suns fans are thinking about that.
Yeah, we're trying not to panic here. There's no reason to panic until we get some more information.
No, there's reason to panic.
Yeah. I'm in that boat.
No, I mean, honestly, right now, I'm not going to do it, Mark. I'm not going to panic until we get some more information on exactly what the nature of this is. But having said that, assuming, let's just say that Chris Paul is okay by Tuesday, somehow, some way, the Clippers Jazz go seven games and he's okay by Tuesday, how do you like their odds of going all the way and winning the championship?
Man, I'll tell you what, it's like the NBA is like the Hunger Games right now, man. You're just trying to survive and trying to get to the end. I remember Adam Silver being in the bubble and at the end of it, congratulating him for getting to the end. You're probably gonna have to congratulate him again with this season as well. I do like their chances. They have a great team. They have a great leader, a GM, at coach, at point guard. They have perhaps the most intimidating scorer left, and next to Durant and Brook, they got everything to win. But yeah, I do hope that Chris is ready, because if he does get back, or if his time off is short, the Suns have just as good a chance as anybody to win the whole thing.
This is Mark Spears, senior NBA writer for ESPN's The Undefeated, and now we can finally ask him a question about the reason why we had him on. Is an article that he wrote in The Undefeated about Monty Williams. And just after reading the article, I just want to ask you something generic. What makes Monty special with the way he relates to his players?
Well, he's a former player who never was a superstar. So in a lot of ways, he sees the game as, in a lot of different ways. He's been around some of the best in the game. He's been a starter. He's been a guy on the bench. So he understands that he's got a lot of humility. I think he learned a lot from his, time with the Pelicans. Then he's under the tutelage of Popovich. So when you have all that in your corner, typically the second time around, you're getting a better coach. And the Suns got a steal in him, and I don't even think he was their first choice, but he's the best choice. And I'll tell you this, my family's from New Orleans, and they ask me about Monty all the time. I don't know any other place where they still ask me about a coach that was fired. That shows you what kind of person he was and what a lot of people thought about them there. Like, my mom and my uncle ask me all the time, you talk to Monty? How's Monty doing? I'm like, he ain't coached there in like 10 years.
That's cool.
But that's how much they loved him there. And that ended up being a big mistake for that franchise and an amazing pickup for this franchise.
Amen to that.
Man, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much for coming.
I know, man. Y'all owe me something, man, like some a cactus plant or something. Man, I didn't know I was walking into this morning.
I got to tell you, 15 years we've been doing the Doug and Wolf show, no one's ever asked us for cactus before. So that's got to be something we can pull off for you. That's a great ask right there. Thank you, Mark. Yeah. Good to talk to you. Keep writing well.
All right, thanks, guys.
Okay, absolutely. Mark. There's Mark Spears from The Undefeated joining us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Did a great conversation while wondering when his group is going to be called to get onto his plane. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned car, really consider going to CoulterCadillacTempe.com and experience the difference. Coming up next, we keep looking for the latest, and we'll give it to you as soon as we got it. CP3 and Kawhi Leonard, the biggest stories in the NBA that affect the Suns' chase to the championship. That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
The home of the Suns' run to the championship. 98.7 FM, Arizona's Sports Station, and the Arizona Sports app. Suns playoff coverage presented by Four Peaks Kilt Lifter. Doug and Wolf talk Suns in the Western Conference Finals. Now.
Gut punch this morning, 5:50 this morning, Sham Sharani of The Athletic reporting that Chris Paul has entered into the health and safety protocols for COVID-19. The one thing we have no idea about this morning is, did he test positive for COVID-19, which is a different set of protocols? Did he simply violate the protocols that you have to endure, like LeBron James did, that was just waved away by Adam Silver? And Adam Silver says, LeBron, you can play in game one of the NBA's quarterfinals, when he did that against the Suns. Is it something where Chris Paul was in close contact with someone who has tested positive? Those are different protocols. So we don't know where we are as of yet. We just know Chris Paul has been entered into the health and safety protocols, and that brings with it indefinite, not suspension, but indefinite kind of holding of services, where we don't have him as of yet for game one. And I like something that Seth Greenberg said that you need to hear. He was on Get Up this morning, former Virginia Tech head coach and just basketball guy. And one of the things that hurts right now is, even though we don't know who we're preparing for, it is time to prepare. For you're kind of off the high now of knocking off the Denver Nuggets and moving forward to the Western Conference Finals. And this might be some of the most important times to have Chris Paul, and you don't have him.
Yeah, it's devastating. It's Chris Paul, who makes all the right plays, who everyone turns to when the game is on the line. Chris Paul, who basically, you know, is the leader of this team every which way possible. Just not having him in practice, not having him in your facility, not having him around your team, a young team that looks for someone to basically give them direction besides Coach Williams. I mean, to me, it's huge.
I just want to continue to say, ladies and gentlemen, there's no reason to panic until we get more information right now, really, because we don't know what the nature of this truly is. Does Chris Paul have COVID? Has he been vaccinated? Has he been exposed to somebody that has COVID? If, in fact, he was, when will he be tested again? There's just so many questions that are out there right now in regard to the NBA's COVID-19 health and safety protocols, and we just don't know the answers to those questions yet. And that's the reason why I just don't want to get over my skis on this one and start talking about things we don't know about until we get more information. Having said that, it's bad. This is bad. It's a bad trend, a bad thing to happen right now, just based on the cut you played.
Malika Andrews is the sideline reporter that was the number one trusted sideline reporter in the bubble from last year. So she was the one that right in the height of the pandemic was reporting from inside the bubbles. So she is one that has really understands a lot of the COVID protocols. And she just admitted on Get Up this morning on ESPN that we still don't know a lot of details other than he's in the health and safety protocols, but does kind of explain a little bit about the hope that he's been vaccinated. And I say that only from the basketball sense, because there's different protocols for each person, vaccinated or unvaccinated.
Well, right now, Chris Paul is in the league's health and safety protocols. As I've been listening to you guys mention, we just don't have a specific timeline yet. As you mentioned, Greeny, for vaccinated individuals, if that is the situation here, that could expedite his return. This is unfortunate for the Suns, right? Because Devin Booker has said all season long, he told me earlier this year, look, what I love, one of the things I love about Chris Paul is that at one point during the season, when I walked into the locker room, Chris Paul was saying, we're not going for just making the playoffs here. We're going for winning 16 games. And so for the Suns, this has been one of the healthier teams through this postseason. Yes, early on, Chris Paul was dealing with a shoulder injury, but Chris Paul has meant so much to this team. The synergy that he has provided and helped this young Suns team has given them experience. So right now, as you said, there's just a lot of unknowns about this situation. But as Jalen mentioned, you can be rest assured that as soon as Chris Paul is ready to go, he's going to be back out there with his teammates.
What do you think of when you hear that right there? Where is your level of concern?
I feel good with where we are in the battle against this pandemic that he's going to play. I don't feel good about the preparation without him.
Yeah, you know, it is. It's a salient point, Douglas. It really is, because, again, this is the intangible. This is what Chris Paul has brought. This is what he does. This is the reason why we're so jacked up in regard to Chris Paul in the 7 months of Chris Paul. And that's today, isn't it?
Yes.
7 months today that Chris Paul showed up here in the Basin. 7 months today, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that. And the way that this organization has skyrocketed because of Chris Paul, not only is tangible, the tangible play of Chris Paul on the court, but all the intangibles that he brings as a leader and the way he's instilled so much confidence in this team and in the players, especially the young guys. The aid, comfort, and shelter he's provided for a guy like DeAndre Ayton. The aid, comfort, and shelter he's provided for a budding superstar, in my opinion, like Devin Booker. You know, D-Book talking about Chris Paul and the impact of Chris Paul right now. This is just, it's not good. It's a bad, bad thing that is happening right now. But we don't have all the information, and that's the reason why I'm not going to jump to any conclusions.
What one of the things that does concern me, honestly, is that the news broke right now an hour and 5 minutes ago. So 65 minutes ago, Sham Sharani from The Athletic first to report Chris Paul has entered into the health and safety protocols. the thing that worries me is with an hour and 5 minutes from that point, I can't imagine how many people like Gambo, Wojnarowski, Sham Sharania have beaten up cell phones for the latest information. And there hasn't been the next wave. And if I'm the Suns and everything's okay, I'm secretly, I mean, granted, there's health and safety rules. I mean, the coaches and ownership, they can't be talking about your health.
Right.
You know, it's like, it's no different. These are Americans, okay? This is no different than your employer coming out and talking about your health issues, or at the same point, your doctor's office talking about your health issues publicly. So you can't do that. But it happens when everything's okay. When everything's okay, and it's like, hey, listen, he was just in close contact. We think we're going to be fine. Or if it's, no, he broke a protocol, but we're just getting verification. We're waiting for some tests to come in on other people. He should be fine. When I haven't heard that yet, every minute that goes by makes me a little bit more worried.
All right, give yourself the wolf howl right there, because that honestly was a salient
point. I don't really want it on that one.
It's truly amazing. I think that is the second salient point you've made in a month.
Actually, you weren't listening to this beautiful part of the program very strongly. Coming up next, the public address announcer of your Phoenix Suns, Vince Murata, with his instant reaction on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.